It's October 23rd, the day in 1958 when Smurfs appeared for the first time in a Belgian magazine. Then came the cartoon, those little Smurf figurines, and the movies.
They call themselves Smurfs. They were good. Then there was Gargamel.
I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do!
In 1962, little Stevie Wonder recorded his first song at the age of just 12. It was never released, but it was called Thank You for Loving Me All the Way and was a tribute to all mothers.
I'll be so proud. You showed me the way.
October 23rd birthdays. Topping the list is the man regarded as the greatest footballer of all time. Pelé is 79.
It was a gift from God, and I tried to be in my best. I got to respect people.
AFL great Keith Gregg turned 68, fell just short of 300 games for the Roos, won back-to-back Brownlows in 73-74.
Now it's Keith Gregg, leads in the race for the ball. Oh, brilliant play, swings around. Oh, what a goal from Keith Gregg.
Aussie comedian Jean Kitson is 64. She rose to prominence on The Big Gig.
The Liberal Party promises that interest rates will fall up.
Speaking of funny, singer-songwriter famous for his pop hit parodies, Weird Al Yankovic is 60.
Now if you start to death, you'll just have yourself to blame, so eat it. When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat. I might be wearing Swiss cheese, oh baby, covered with bees. It doesn't mean I'm crazy, I perform this way.
Classic. And former Australian wicketkeeper Brad Haddon is 42.
Hey! He's taken a ripper.
Finally, it was on this day in 2017 that tributes were flowing for one of Oz music's greatest, George Young, the former member of the Easy Beats and the writer and producer with partner Harry Vanda, died aged 70. Remembering George Young on October 23rd.